take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
Podcasting helps us grow our business. Matter of fact, everybody's listening to a podcast right now. But there's a lot that goes into creating a podcast. Well, you got to think about it. I'm used to talking, and this is actually a podcast. But behind the scenes, there's so much goes into it. And so I'm excited to have today's guest on because her company actually helps with part of what we do because there's several elements that go into this. So joining us today is Mackenzie Bennett. Mackenzie, welcome.
Thanks for having me on the show, David.
Well, we're glad you're here. And so, Mackenzie, just going over a little bit of your background, after school, you got involved with this company. In your bio, it says you listened to a lot of podcasts, and then you got involved in the industry with a company called Blueberry. And now you actually host your own show as well.
Yes, I host the PowerPress podcast for Blueberry. It's about our WordPress plugin that makes publishing your podcast very easy on your website.
You know, it's funny, Lisa and I were having this conversation earlier because Lisa does other radio shows and podcasts as well in the health side of things. We've done a lot together, so it's fun having her on. But she said, how can I make things simpler in getting my podcast out? And so I said to her exactly, this is going to be the greatest segment for you because Mackenzie knows all the ins and outs and your company has helped us make it simple. So I want to share with the listeners that may have thought one day they want to do a podcast. Tell us what exactly you can do or how you make it easier.
We have a variety of ways to make it easier for you. So most podcasts out there should have podcast hosting so that they don't have to worry about their website crashing. We also have podcast statistics, so that's going to help you grow your show by actually knowing how many people are listening and you know what's working marketing-wise because you can kind of track that with it.
And if you don't mind, let me interrupt you as you go, because you said, you know, you actually do the website or the webcast hosting. And I want to explain the difference, because my website is up, and I host that with whoever I'm with. Happens to be Bluehost. But you actually then host the shows themselves. So it's actually, you're with your plugin, it's part of my site. But because you host it, I'm not dragging down my site. In other words, when everybody comes to listen to it, it's not bogging my web server down, correct?
Exactly. That's exactly what we do for it.
Okay. And then you actually made it even more simple. You've got a player plugged in, and then you helped me arrange submitting everything to iTunes. So for somebody who wants to go full board, you actually can take, you know, what we record, like even now, you then take it to the next level and get the distribution out there. You host it, and you can handle, like, if we had a show that took off and had tons of subscribers or listeners, you can handle what kind of volume?
Oh, it doesn't matter the size of the show at this point. With our CDN, we're going to be able to handle any type of downloads.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I have a show I've been doing for 9 years called It's Your Health. And on that one, that actually airs on 2 NPR stations and several commercial stations. And then I just take the audio files and I add them to my site. But listening to you both, I'm concerned that, you know, I have so many on there that maybe I should be working with you folks as well. Or if there is somebody like me who they might be on regular radio or doing something else, but they're bogging down their website. I never even really realized that because I, you know, just ask my husband, I'm clueless when it comes to any computer-y kind of thing. He always is like, how do you not know how to do this?
So it happens very sweet. Quite a bit.
So when would somebody come to you? Like when they first launch a show, somebody new to you help? Or do they have to wait till they have a big show? When should someone come to you?
Absolutely not. We tell anyone that is planning to have a show that they should sign up for hosting in general just because of what it could possibly do to your website, because you never know how popular you're going to get. And also, in quite a bit of your terms and services for your website with your hosting, it's media files and, you know, downloads for things such as a podcast are not actually included. So a lot of people are technically going against the terms and services that they have for their website hosting. So regardless of your size, we recommend it.
Wow.
Okay, so because this is so new to me, I'm just curious, and this hopefully will relate to some listeners as well. So right now my shows are about maybe, let's say, 10 to 15 minutes, and I add them to my site. What does it mean if you're hosting them? I mean, they're still on my site, but they're, like I said, I'm so clueless about this kind of thing.
So they're on your site, but the media files will be on our server. so that the downloads are coming from our server as opposed to the media host or the host that you have for your website. That is strictly for the other content. That's for like the blog.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
And our show is the perfect example. When you're on our website, everything looks like it's our website, but the reality is when you click the play or download, you're connecting over to Mackenzie's company at Blueberry, and all those files are being fed, so it's not using up my bandwidth on my server. It's not slowing down our website, and everything's being fed from them. They actually handle the iTunes, et cetera, and our show has taken off and got into some good numbers already, and it has not slowed down the site. I haven't had to upgrade my hosting. Everything has been done by them, and it's all been... I don't know enough about all the back end stuff. And so Blueberry's made it very simple. You had a training video I attended when I first signed up, which I thought, I'm not going to learn anything new. And I did. It was amazing. And everything was so simple. And it's all a plug-in into my website. So it made it very simple. So,
right.
So I've got
something called PowerPress Sites that does that. That is a cool package.
And I'm loving the statistics part. You brought that up. It's not only when we do advertising to see, but we'll find out where people are coming from. Are they iTunes people? Are they Android? Are they being referred? But we're able to track where people are coming from so we can see what marketing is working when we have a guest on, some of their following, and which guests and shows are more popular. So it's the statistics have been mind-boggling, all with a click of a button. I think that's the coolest part is you made it stupid simple because I'm not that bright. So it made it, you know, I'm not computer savvy enough. And I know marketing, but not computers enough. And so it made it very simple. Let me ask you, though, when someone starts a show, what are some of the average, like, I think some of our listeners, when they go to start a podcast, get a little nervous. What if I don't have a big following? I mean, what kind of following is an average for a show? Not necessarily one that's become top ranked that we're all familiar with. But, you know, when someone's starting out, is it common to have a handful or a few, tens, hundreds? What's a normal number?
It is going to grow slowly. And we tell everyone that because it's not going to happen overnight. But I'd say average download for, like, across the board for all podcasts, each episode is about anywhere from 100 to 250. So that doesn't sound very high to a lot of people when some are spouting off very high numbers, but it's actually very common.
Actually, I'll tell you the greatest thing is a lot of us have done public speaking. We've gone and spoken at different keynote speaking or seminars, etc. It's like having, in this case, 100 to 250 people in a room, except I don't have to fly all over the place and work on getting all these speaking engagements. I get to do it every time we publish a podcast.
Exactly. And whenever people say that it doesn't seem like a lot of people, that's the analogy that we give, is that you're essentially talking to 100 people in a room every time that you release an episode.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is such a good way to look at it. I really do. I mean, I think this sounds like a lot of people to me, but when you put it that way, it even sounds like more.
It does, because you're building your business. I would do anything to be able to speak at a different trade show every day of the week. That's how I built my business many years ago. And so now when you can do it through podcasting without having to travel, life is a lot simpler. So, you know, the beauty is, and the one reason we wanted to have Mackenzie on today is she's got a lot of experience, you know, with podcasting. Her company, we're going to put a link up under our tools and resources on our website and click it, go check it out, because you're going to find how simple it makes it in publishing your site, getting the statistics, getting it onto iTunes, out to TuneIn, Stitcher, and all these other. You even have an email subscription button when you do it. Blueberry handles all that. So every time we publish, they actually email our listeners that have opted into that.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a tip. Awesome. What would be a good tip for our listeners that want to get into podcasting? Give us one or two good tips that for producing the show, maybe, or getting listeners.
I'd say plan ahead. I mean, this is a marketing show, so do your research on where your audience is going to be, because not only should you reach out to people that already listen to podcasts, but reach out to the communities that are interested in what your podcast is about. And then you're able to promote your show that way.
Awesome. Awesome. We appreciate the input. We're running out of time today, so I want to say thank you for joining us. I know we didn't cover, because you've got a lot of information we could cover. Maybe we'll have you back down the road. But just for everybody listening, if you're getting into podcasting, go to our website, follow our link. Blueberry makes it simple. We want to thank you for joining us. Mackenzie, thank you. Lisa, as everybody knows, she's not only into marketing, she actually does a lot in the health field. So you've got to listen to her on the radio, check out her feeds, check out her podcast, Talk Healthy Today on iTunes. I'm David Pollack, the 10-Minute Marketer, and we'll see you again.